to Wales and hockey tales with Wally. For the fans to the players living their hockey dream. To Wales and hockey tales with Wally. Kim Carden, Sendoryuski, and everywhere in between.
Welcome to another episode of Two Ales and Hockey Tales with Wally. And today I am so excited to have on again a 14 and a 16 year old from the Sheds Honey Holes, Cardiff, Wales, and Sheffield, England. Their hockey journeys have already taken them to Wales, England, Northern Ireland, Slovakia, and the Netherlands. And they are about to head to the Netherlands together in their Crocs to run amok with one of my favorite teams in the world, Team Great Britain, and show the world what's up. One of them has made the team as an underager for this upcoming U16 showdown and will be the calming influence on the blue line and will muck it up harder than anyone. The other already mucked it up in the U18s this season as a double underager for Team Great Britain and is set to win every face-off in the tourney and is going to run amok all over the ice. Welcome back, not to the shed, to the kitchen, Miley Drazy and Millie Fulborn.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, thanks for making the time. So this tournament's happening like soon, eh?
Yeah, very soon, yeah.
When do you leave? It's in the Netherlands?
We leave Wednesday morning, I think. So very close.
Today's Monday. Yeah. So Miley, excited?
Yeah, a little bit. A bit nervous, though. So.
Don't be nervous. Nerves are just an emotion, you know? Once you get used to it, it's just hockey, you know?
Yeah, true.
I had the nerves when I went to a couple leagues, and I didn't deal with the nerves very well until I got, like, old, you know? yeah, I had some tough goes there when I would get called up or something. You know, you got to believe in yourself when you go out there on the ice, or you can't make plays.
Exactly that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So don't forget that when you're out there, they picked you for a reason. Okay, Miley?
Okay.
Even if you're an underager, that's pretty sweet though, eh? Making it as an underager?
Yeah. Try not to brag.
Huh?
Try not to brag.
Yeah, I know you don't brag, but you did it. Yeah. I can brag for you. Right?
Yeah.
So have I talked to you since we met in person?
Have we? I don't know.
I don't remember the last time you came to the shed.
No, actually, no, wait.
So we met, I came to your practice, and my whole plan, I made it with your old man, was that I was supposed to arrive and be there like hours earlier than I got to Cardiff, and our plane was delayed. We sat on our plane for hours, and I fell asleep after hanging out with Hoth and Benty in the airport. I fall asleep and I wake up thinking like, whoa, did we land? Like I'd slept the whole way. And then we were still in Toronto and we hadn't left. It had been hours. We had just sat there and I slept. And then I got off the plane again. So we didn't get to Cardiff until way later. And I was planning on bringing my gear and coming out there and showing you what's up. But I didn't get there until your practice was like over, you know? So. Yeah. So anyways, that was last season when you're still with Raheem, eh? Have you seen him around?
Yeah, just a little bit. Not much. Not as much as before.
Because you're not on the same team anymore, eh?
Yeah, a couple months, we'll be back together.
Right. So how has this season gone? When the research team got hot, it looked like you'd only played like 8 games. Is that true?
No, we've played quite a few. But we've secured third place. Can't go any higher. Can't go lower. So,
do you guys get playoffs after that, though?
No.
So that's that?
No, yeah.
Third place, eh? That happens. Yeah. And Millie, how'd your season go? We didn't. It wasn't long ago I talked to you and we met.
Yeah, it wasn't actually. It wasn't that long ago. I don't know why my team's come though.
Huh?
I think we're third, but I'm not sure.
You don't know? That's because you play on 5 teams or what?
Yeah. It's because I play for so many teams. I just don't know where I've come.
Yeah. Well, I see actually. Miley, I saw a picture. You scored your first goal in the women's league and got your first goal puck. Those are fun pucks, eh?
I have it somewhere. I don't know where it is.
I did that for my boys all season. Every time they get a hat trick, I'd get them the puck. And every time my goalie got a shutout, I got him the puck. And he ended up with 9 of them before Christmas. There it is. Who are you playing at? The Milton Keynes team?
Yeah, MK.
Well, whoever taped your puck and wrote on it there knows how to hockey. They did a good job. Yeah. They got the date, the opponent. They know what to do, eh?
Not their first rodeo.
No. I don't know what happens once you get to pro hockey. Like, they stop getting the goalie the puck. It's like, doesn't the goalie still think it's cool just because he's in pro? You know? I thought I was going to get... I always took a selfie with my goalie. And I thought, like, when the Manchester Storm goalie or the card or Bouncy got one, like, maybe I'd get a fun selfie from the boys. But nope. No pucks for pro goalies, I guess. Boring. What a mess. Hey,
that's boring.
It is boring. Like, stop being grown-ups. Try and be a kid again. You know? It's way more fun.
Honestly, it is.
If anybody's listening to us, so we didn't plan our outfits today, but like we're kind of matchy matchy, eh? Go Team Great Britain. I think it's so cool that I have the Team Great Britain apparel because of my buddies, and Richie gave me my outfit. I got this one in red and white, so I really don't need any other shirts, you know, when I have to dress up.
You don't need any other ones. You can just live in them ones.
Right. And I even gave me Team Great Britain like pants to like coach in. So I'm supporting the team all the time, you know, whether people in Canada like it or not. Go Team GB. So you guys are heading to the Netherlands. Who do you guys play there?
Oh, I've got no idea.
Wow. Well, I remember being a player and I used to never know this stuff too.
No, I know there's an Evolve team. And it's made up of like players from the Netherlands, Canada, and Belgium.
So this isn't just country against country. There's a mixed bag of nuts on some teams.
And they're being coached by like Canadian gold medalist.
Well, either way, it's cool to be named to your country, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, very cool.
So you guys had tryouts, because I saw the pic of you guys at the tryouts, the Shed Gals, getting ready to run amok. So, like, how long were tryouts? What all did you guys have to do?
Yeah, no, well, it was confusing at one point. Didn't know what was going on.
Like, was it one ice time, or, like, what was it?
It was 2 days, and we had, like, a game at the end. And there was like 3 other ice sessions. And then like in between that's like strength and conditioning, off ice kind of stuff. Yeah.
You're saying 3 ice times, a game, and off ice stuff in 2 days?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I remember those days.
And that was fitted in with his Domino's pizza at night as well.
Oh, some of my fellows, like under 13 boys, came over and were going to play basketball. So I decided to show them what's up, and I could hardly walk the next day. I don't know how you guys do that, but I guess I used to do it. So then you do the 2 days. Do they tell you whether you're on the team or not right at the end of the 2 days, or do you have to go home and sweat for a bit?
It's like a
week.
So then
it's a very long week waiting for it.
It would be. It totally would be. I totally would agree with that, because it was hard for me when like We won our league and we're waiting to go to All Ontario's. We had to wait like 3 weeks.
It's that 3 week gap that's just everything's constantly on your mind, like everything, you're just contemplating it.
And then once it happens way too quick.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Miley, how did you find out you made the team?
My dad's pretty like antisocial, so he just sent me the email and I was like, all right, okay.
Sorry, what was that?
He like took a screenshot of the email from my manager and then sent it to me.
Oh, you just got it by screenshot,
Yeah.
eh? So it happened fast, and you knew.
Did happen fast.
Yeah, you must have
I
been
just had
pretty
loads of,
excited.
yeah, I just had loads of text messages coming
Well, guess what? So did I.
in.
When the team was announced, you should have seen how many Shed fans were letting me know the Shed gals had made Team GB. Yeah, you guys are like famous over there. Who knew?
I
Right?
definitely are. We're on the rise, Miley, I'm telling you.
It's true. No, I can't wait to see what you guys do in this tournament. Is there a way to watch it? I've never seen you playing games.
Oh, I think they, yeah, I think there's gonna be like a stream or something. There's got to be.
You'd think so.
Yeah. When we know what next year.
Yeah, send her over. Love to see you guys run amok, you know? So, Millie, if you already played in under 18s, probably should be ready to play under 16s.
I am very ready, yeah. I am more ready than I was to go with the 18s, I must say. I'm more calm.
More calm and confident?
I wouldn't say confident, I'd say calm.
Well, you got to be confident, because I have your stats down here, and this is in the women's league. And I said you're 16 years old. You've played seven
Yeah.
games and have 10 goals and five assists.
Holy
Isn't
smokes. It's pretty good, that,
it?
isn't
That's not bad. How you don't know if your team's in third or second or fourth?
I know my women's team, we've not made playoffs, but
With
my.
You didn't make playoffs and you got over a goal a game. What's the rest of the squad doing?
Well, let's not.
Oh my. Sorry, yeah, my bad. Sorry.
It wasn't
Open-ended
that.
question.
It was more. The other teams are more competitive than us. Yeah.
Yeah, well, and sometimes that happens, right? And sometimes you don't have the pieces for the puzzle.
Exactly.
So how did you two guys meet? Miley, you take this.
GB last year, met at the trials.
So you
Story
guys have
goes
only
back.
known each other for a year.
Yeah.
You guys have a lot of photos together in a year.
Yeah, our manager
Well,
of yes.
yeah, it's so true.
One second, I got real world stuff to deal with quick. Okay, back on. Anywho, what were we talking about?
When me and Miley first met.
Right,
Yeah.
there we go.
Yes.
So Team GB a year ago, and that would have been this, not under 16, under 15.
Under 16 still, yeah.
I got a question, Miley. It said you played for Team England, but you told me you're from Cardiff, Wales.
It's because we play in the English league, so we don't have a Welsh team.
Right, there's not enough girls to make a team.
Now there's like two teams in the whole of Wales.
Right, so at least they let you play for England.
Yeah.
But it'd be pretty cool to put on Team GB's outfit now, right?
Yeah, even better.
Yeah. So I didn't look at where all the gals are from. Are there any Scottish gals or any other Welsh gals?
There's another Welsh girl. She's from up north. I'm down south. Is there any Scottish?
I don't think there is any Scottish girls.
No, it's not.
Really, eh? So they must not be raising them right up there.
I
Maybe they don't have as much gals hockey up there. Who knows, right? Do you guys know?
don't think they do. I don't think they have that much girls hockey up.
You should see how much girls hockey's happening around here. It is crazy. Yeah.
Yeah.
My daughter just had her tryouts and there was some talent out there. It was wild.
That's good. That's good. That's what we want to see.
Yeah. They're gonna be a squad around here. Do you guys have a Do you have a girl you think is the best you've ever played against?
Yeah.
Oh,
I
that's a
do.
good question.
I don't know. I
Mine,
don't
me?
know. Mine's Ruby Newlands. She's actually Scottish, but she unreal.
Is she in the women's league
She
against
ever.
you then, or where have you played against her?
Yeah, so I played against her last year's nationals, but I did poke check her on the blue line. proudest moment, my mum said. The proudest moment of me. But yeah, she's so good.
How old is she, do you know?
16, I think.
I think she's turning 17 this year.
Yeah. Yeah,
Okay.
maybe so.
So would you have played with her then, Billy?
Yeah, I played with her, yeah, when we
Yeah.
went away.
And who's your answer?
I don't know, there's so many like good players. It's hard to narrow it down.
Well, think about it. Okay. I
I'll
don't
think
want.
about it. I'll think
Okay. So you guys have been teammates and you guys muck it up against each other, eh? So what's better?
it. Being teammates,
Do
100%.
you guys muck it up when you go against each other? Miley, you're probably not letting her get to the
Pushing her out the way, cross checking.
net, are you?
I think there is a photo of you cross checking me, actually.
Yeah, probably. Funny.
Oh. I thought it was funny how many pictures are of you two together and you've only known each other for a year. You
Yeah.
guys just
Well,
really hit it
yeah.
off, huh? Were you guys were roommates or something, weren't you?
Yeah, we were. We made quite a few TikToks as well.
Not TikTok. I haven't got to that world yet. You know, I got enough going on. Well, if anybody listens to this today, is the last day for the 2Ls and Hockey Tails jersey raffle, and it's gonna be over like today. So buy your tickets if you hear this in time, right?
Yeah.
Right.
AlesHockeyTales.com, and you can buy swag there. And I just got sent a fantastic photo of your family, eh? Millie?
Yes, my dad was very proud. He walked in and went, "Millie, look at what I've bought you. Brand new t-shirt."
Pretty nice shirt, eh? And that's my shed. And you're in England and you're wearing a shirt with my shed on it and it says running amok. That's funny. Right?
Yeah, he said he's gonna take his jumper with him, and my brother's gonna wear his when we're playing when he's at home, and he's gonna take a selfie
Please send it to Shed Headquarters. I love that stuff. Seeing people wear stuff from me talking in my shed or my kitchen is pretty neat. And
me.
thanks to everybody that's helped make this happen. My website maker guy, Sean Collins, and obviously Lee Freeman, who's made the logo, all the posters, and has helped design the clothes, right? So takes everybody to win, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
But the hoodie is cool, eh? I like it.
Yeah, I like it. It's very nice.
AlesHockeyTales.com, folks, if you want to join the fun. And Miley, did you ever get a jersey?
I think my dad ordered it, but I've never got it. I've got a t-shirt. It's got my name
You
on it.
never got it?
No, I don't think so. I don't
Actually?
know if my dad paid for it. He ordered it, but I don't know if he paid for it.
We had a few instances where, like, when you're not in control from over here, things don't go properly when there's middlemen and stuff. And it's been a bit frustrating. But do your best, forget the rest. But we'll try and find that jersey for you because I thought he paid.
Oh,
But I don't know. I'm just having fun. Oh, so do you guys have any pregame rituals together? Not when you're teammates? Secret handshake? A
we did have a
dance?
handshake. We
We
did have
did.
a handshake in England.
Yeah.
You guys will have to come up with something, right?
Yeah, we'll have something before the game.
Something
We'll
new.
think of something. Yeah.
I don't know. When I coached under nine gals last year, the locker room before the game and after a win, major dance parties. I don't know what age that stops at. You know, they were
That doesn't
crazy dance
stop.
parties. It doesn't stop.
Still going on.
They would really dance. It was hilarious. But I guess winning's fun, right?
Is fun.
And I guess Sheffield just did that in your hometown, eh?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, they
It
won
was
a lot of trophies this year, didn't they?
a pretty spectacular moment.
Yes, I agree. for them. yeah, and that's why we're in the kitchen, is my booster's still broken. And I chatted with Cardiff's assistant coach like the day before the finals at tournament, and the team was practicing. I thought, this is as hockey as it gets. And then my booster broke that day, and the shed boost didn't work. You know, what a mess.
Oh, God.
Sorry, Millie. Or Miley.
Did you report, Wally?
I know. But the GOAT had another good season, eh? Over 20 goals again. That guy just never ages, does he?
Doesn't stop.
No. And I even saw him chucking knuckles this year again. What a guy.
Crazy.
Did I ever ask you why you were number 79?
So my birth month is July, so that's the 7. And then the year 2009. Yeah, 79.
What was it?
So my birth month is July.
Sorry, the real world distracted me again.
My birth month is July, which is the 7th of the 7th month. And then the year 2009.
Because Marty's your guy, though, right? So you never thought about 88, or, you know, it's like
I wanted 88. I wanted 88, but someone had it.
Everybody wants to wear 88 in Wales, eh?
Couldn't have it. I was fuming.
Yeah. Well, hopefully Rara's still wearing 18, right? Because that made me feel really special last year.
Yeah, he still got it.
Yes. Nobody's allowed to take that from him, right?
No.
So do you guys have a normal pregame meal? Do you guys eat the same thing before meals, or you switch it up?
I got a Tesco meal deal every game.
Like the sandwich and like...
No, but it's like a pasta pot. It's unreal. Ooh. Yeah.
Like heated up?
Yeah, it's like chicken, tomato sauce. Yeah, no, it's good stuff.
That sounds nice.
It was good.
What about you?
I eat whatever my mum makes me, but I do have a flapjack before every game.
That's a pancake, right?
No, I do not know what a flapjack is. It's like it's like oats. Miley, how would you describe it? It's like oats, but it's got like a layer of chocolate over it.
Yeah, it's like,
and it's like
pushed together.
Yeah, it's
oats
that
and
nice.
Chocolate, so it's like a treat.
Yeah.
Well, some would say a treat. I say it's a boost to my hockey performance.
Yeah, and well, chocolate can boost your performance. And Miley, last year after you came on, there were twirls for the girls, right?
Yeah, we're twirls for the girls.
And then Millie, this year after you came on, the referees gave you chocolate.
Yes, Jason and Evan bought some chocolate.
Jason's been running amok of having fun. Playoff weekend, I got some great photos from him of him having a time. Running into shed guys everywhere. When the shed family sees each other, you guys should take a picture and send it to me, right? Because it's a big family we got out there now.
Yeah.
What else do I got here? So, Miley, I haven't talked to you since the Continental Cup. Got a picture of you and Matt Carruth. He never got to play, eh? That sucked.
No, he was hurt.
Yeah. Like, right after he talked to me. The shed boost did not work that time either.
Breaking down.
But it works for some people. Like, I have on the Steelers when they're like they're running amok, and I know Tansy, and then every guy I have on like goes out of their mind and are boosted, and then they win every trophy, and then my booster breaks when I talk to Devils. I don't know what is happening.
I was pretty boosted, so
you got boosted after?
Yeah.
And what about you, Millie? Did you get a shed boost after? I guess you have. I read your stats, and you just came on.
Yeah, I got a boost, don't worry.
Well, so did my U13 boys, you know? We won it all. I haven't talked to you guys since then. But then, you know, a couple of them, one of them had tried out for AAA last year and didn't make it, and then came and played for me. And then he went back there this year and made it, like one of the first practices. And then the kid I switched from D to forward last year went to AAA and also got signed, and he told me that he wore his Two Ales and Hockey Tails shirt to the practice and he got signed that night. Shed boost.
It must be a sign.
It's sure fun coaching, and then you see these puppies you raised like
chase their dreams and like then make the team, and it's quite fulfilling, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anywho, glad the shed boost is working for some people, right? But Mac not playing, that was strange because he's finally getting to go back to Cardiff. And I saw the impact he had in Cardiff when he went back, because I got sent a lot of pictures. I got sent pictures of kids crying because he gave them a puck. I like tears of joy, folks. And like he had an impact in Cardiff too, didn't he? For only 1 year there.
Yeah, he's a good guy. Everyone loves him.
Yeah. Ultra competitor. He used to jump into the glass after wins too. Hey, that stuff's fun.
Yeah, a bit passionate.
Mm-hmm. Do you still go to the games?
Yeah, I got a season ticket.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Who are your favorite players this year outside the GOAT?
Ryan Barrow, because he's number 79.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Cody Donaghy, he's a good D-man. Yeah.
A lot of people liked him.
JB Arneal, quite technical.
Technical.
Pretty cool. Yeah, pretty cool to watch.
That means like having hands.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Knows what he's doing.
Millie, did you see any of the Steelers run to the trophies?
I did indeed. I was there for, I think it was playoffs. I was there for that one. And then when they won the third one, me, my mum, my dad, and my brother went down to the arena for the after thing.
Yeah, those are fun. Yeah. After winning trophies, the parties after are really fun.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We still need to line one up for my boys, and like a ultra summer party, you know? Yeah. We just had the one or two after. We had a parade too. Parades are fun. It was pretty cool. We went right downtown. No police or fire people helping us. We just did it. Big trailer.
Fair enough.
Picnic tables on it, trophies on it, and all the kids, and we just cruised the main track. It was really fun. Okay. You guys got any questions for me while I look at my notes? See, it's hard to be the host, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know your favorite chocolate bar?
Well, just to go with the shed boost, I'd probably have to say boost. I'm not saying it's my actual favorite to eat. I don't know. I always like Buenos, but you know, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I like the ones from the UK that I don't know about, you know, because I've never really had them. Which I got sent chocolate bars from Sheffield, from Shed Guy Charlie Wilcock, the youngest Shed Guy ever. Him and his old man, to say thank you, sent me his hockey card and a box of chocolate. Pretty cool. Yeah, so anywho, we did end up getting a chuck 'em on the ice for my daughter's team. You know what goes around comes around.
Yeah, exactly.
So you guys are into Crocs, eh? I'm a big Croc guy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very much so.
Once you start going to an arena as a coach, you have to Croc. I can't wear any other shoes. Like, unless it's game day and I got to put on my fancy shoes, I'm a Croc guy all winter long.
Yeah. You know, you can get fur inside of the Crocs.
Get what inside the Croc? Like the fur?
Yeah.
That's probably what I should be looking into, because when I'm not like coaching and putting on my skates and I just stand there and like watch my daughter this year, my big toes freeze pretty good. It's the fur, eh? That's a good idea.
It's good.
You get some headlights too as well.
Well, I got the things, what are they called? The things where you stick them in your Crocs?
Gibbets.
Yeah. So at the tournament, my daughter wanted the gibbets. They were making them for your team. So I got Concord and Canuck ones. So obviously I had to get one for myself. And then at the U9 Gals year-end party, they gave me some other gibbets in my Crocs because they really like my Crocs. And I got a lightning bolt too. So I'm really fast now all the time. I don't even have to be in sport mode to be fast.
That's saying something, that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, once you start crocking to arenas, it's hard to get out of it, eh?
Very much so.
So what all Team GB swag did they give you guys? I got golf shirts and pants. I saw you guys got jackets, all the stuff.
Yeah, a bit of everything.
Do they make hats?
Yeah, they do.
Really?
They make like caps and fluffy ones.
Well, if you see any extras laying around, stick it in your pocket. If you know what I mean. Because I don't have a GB hat, you know, I've got a lot of other stuff, you know, but I just like to support the team. So do you guys take a bus as a team up there?
Where?
We're flying first.
You're flying.
We're flying first and then we're getting the coach to the hotel.
Right. So you're flying into Amsterdam?
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's going to be exciting stuff, eh? So then you get there, and then how long until the first game?
The next day.
The next day.
Yeah.
And you don't know who you play or what countries are there or where they're from or nothing.
No, just turn up and have fun, play some hockey.
Well, that sounds fun. Try and win something, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let's see here. What's the plans next season? Miley, you in the same age group then, so you'll probably be the captain of the boys team again like last year?
Well, I hope so. I feel like I did a pretty good job. Led him to 3 trophies, but...
Right. And you'll be back with my boy Ra-Ra.
Yeah. Keep him on the field again.
Small world, isn't it? And then, Millie, you're playing under 18 boys full contact now, right? Miley, you're not into full contact yet, are you? You are.
Under 14s.
You start hitting under 14s there.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what we do here. I'm an idiot. Yeah, you're right. But so you started that this year. So you, I bet you enjoy hitting. I saw you practice.
Yeah.
You do.
Knock them off the puck a bit.
Yeah.
Hitting's fun.
Yeah.
Especially when you're a girl because no one expects it.
Yeah, it's true.
I kind of understand that because, like, I was always the little guy and I was always think it's funny if I could knock somebody over. <You know? laughs> So I guess you'll be in contact, both you'll be in contact again with the boys next year, eh?
Yeah.
So then you just ride that until, because, so I, it was in the All Ontarios. We played a team with the girl on it and I was chatting with their trainer who was her mom. And, you know, they got put out and, you know, losing sucks. And she's just like, oh, this is just tough because next year they go to contact. And so this will probably be her last year with the boys. And she's going to have to switch to the girls. And she didn't really want to, I don't think. But, I mean, does that come a time? Or I guess you guys can probably do it forever over there or what?
Under 18s. When you finish under 18s, you got to leave.
That's it?
You don't have to.
After under 18s?
Nah, you can play for our senior team.
Or men's?
Yeah, senior men's. These are a few. Alicia plays for senior men's, yeah. I can play for the men's team. But I don't think I'd be able to, like, go the top men's team. Maybe it's, like, the Div 2 ones, but it's still pretty cool.
It would be pretty cool, yeah. Yeah, it's like... doing anything like for be the first one to do stuff is cool, right?
Yeah,
like a trailblazer. And like we were talking about the NCAA last time, right? So I wonder like how we get your name out there to the NCAA. It's like I guess these world championship things, like hopefully there's people watching and then hopefully you get to divisions where more people are watching and I guess right winning talks, right?
Yeah, there's always a hope there.
Mm-hmm. Just gotta win.
Just gotta win, right? It's like the opposite of losing.
It's like that.
Mm-hmm. So then how many other tournaments are there? Because the World Championship for the men's is happening like soon. So is this the last one for the year?
Yeah.
And so then next year you'd be eyeing trying to make the same team, Miley, and then Millie you'll be and you maybe even try and make the under 18s, right?
Yeah, I'll try.
And when does that one happen? That's around Christmas?
Yeah, there's two tournaments.
Yeah, there's four nations in the world.
Okay. It's exciting stuff, eh?
Very exciting, yeah.
Wish you guys knew who you played, but what are you gonna do, right? So poster picks. One was at a Premier Inn. You guys were all dressed up crazy there. One of you had a mustache. What is that?
I don't know. I just don't know.
Just like, you know, them card things, and it's like you can get like happy 18th birthday on them, and then everyone stands in the picture.
So there was just random stuff to put on to take the picture?
Yeah.
Yeah, we thought, why not get it a go?
Right. Well, yeah, that was a goofy photo. Is that a hockey tournament?
Yeah, that was it. The first tournament we played together.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, hotel tournaments are fun.
Yeah.
They have a pool there?
No.
that's no hockey tournament. You can't even do belly flops then.
There's a bowling alley.
Well, my thing at every tournament with my teams for the last 3 years has been giving them the biggest belly flop I can, but they got to earn it, you know?
Yeah.
I don't just give out belly flops for free. You got to win games, you know?
We did have a belly flop in contest in Slovakia when we went.
Oh, yeah.
I can say I'm the proud winner. I won that.
Well, I don't know about that, but...
My guys were chirping me at all Ontario's. Because the first one I did it, I over-rotated and jarred my neck, and it really hurt, seeing stars. So then I over-adapted and I under-rotated, and they're saying I landed 2 feet first. And I mean, got to be better, Walton, right? But we still won.
Very critical.
We still won. Right. So do you guys have any other hockey, or is this it? Is this the end of the season?
I play roller hockey, so I've got
more
some
hockey
training still. Yeah.
What about you, Miley?
I got women's nationals at the end of, no, start of June. So, yeah.
And that's with your club team, you'd call it? The Kittens?
No, the Top Cats.
Top Swindon. Cats?
Yeah, they're the women.
So oh, they're not kittens anymore. They're cats.
The Kittens are under 16 girls, and then the women are Top Cats, yeah.
Okay, and so you go to nationals. Where do you go for that?
Sheffield.
Oh. In the big barn or the little barn?
The little one.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, that big one's a big one. They get a lot of fans there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just find it so weird that, like, when Sheffield's winning... they're sending me stuff like, I hated Sheffield for years, like hated them. And then now, like, I'm friends with guys on your team, and there's people wearing 2AL stuff in the crowd, and the guys playing paper, rock, scissor with Steeler Dan is Barry the Baguette with a 2ALs and Hockey Tails hat on. And everybody's trying to confuse me. And then my booster doesn't work with the Devils, but it does with the Steelers. And it's not the way it was supposed to go. And then Manchester's all nice to me now and throws chocolate on the ice, you know? People are making me confused. I'm still a Devil.
Always.
Always. Never it's going to change. I got to get this booster fixed for next year.
Please.
So, anywho, did you see Miley at the Continental Cup? There was a 2ALs and Hockey Tails flag in the corner. Did you see that? Fans brought it.
Well, I think I did. I think it's always there.
Really?
I think it's always hung up, yeah.
Well, that's nice to hear. It should be.
Make like a whole block of people that wear 2ALs and Hockey Tails stuff. So.
Right? And it's available at aleshockeytails.com, folks. And I'll just stay out of it, and hopefully you get what you order. But we've never had a problem with the website and all that. It was more the jerseys of people not – it got confusing. Like, Jake in Manchester got the wrong size, and he can't wear it for hockey because it's too big. And gosh darn it, I just want to see him in my jersey playing hockey, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I want to see you in a Shed Gal shirt with the silhouette of my daughter on it, right? Where is that jersey? No. Anywho. So you guys also played on Team England together.
Yes.
And Team GB before.
Yeah.
That was both within this year?
Last season.
Last season. So you guys are probably going to cross paths quite a bit in your careers.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Yeah, playing with your best friends is fun, you know? Makes hockey way more fun.
Yeah.
It does.
It does. How long have we been talking? We haven't been talking that long. I didn't write down enough notes, eh? Miley, you ever been to Chippy Lane?
I've been through it.
Never ate there, eh?
No.
Can't eat there during the day. You're not of age to eat at Chippy Lane anyways. It's not good for you at that age or any age. Okay. What sticks do you guys use? And how much do they cost? Do you know?
I use a true has. I've got one here. Let me get it. Hold on.
A true. And what do you use, Miley?
Bauer.
Yeah, I was a Bauer guy too. True hazardous. I've heard the kids talk about this thing. That thing ain't cheap.
It's nice and shiny.
Yeah, it's probably light too.
Yeah, very light compared to my last stick.
And I bet you how expensive it was. It should never, ever break if you're talking to parents.
Well, I stayed out of that bit.
Well, my kid broke a stick in the playoffs, and man, you can get right upset about it. And he didn't even mean to, you know? If they meant to break their stick, make you see red.
Different story.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because you need sticks to play. And if you break them, you don't have any. And they're expensive, you know?
Very expensive.
So what are we working with? Heel curves? Toe curves?
Toe.
Toe? Toe. Kids these days. I heard the toe's a nice thing. I never ever did try it. You know? Yeah. Anywho. Let's see here. I don't know what else I have, guys. The GB trials. When you guys did drills, what kind of drills were we going with here? Were they letting you muck it up, or were you like just skating around pylons shooting it?
I don't know what any of them are called.
It varied. We did one warm-up drill called Team Canada, which is... Yeah. It's probably my favorite warm-up drill to do.
I think we talked about that. You like the Team Canada drill, and it is a good one to see who can pass the puck and have timing.
Yes, which are both pretty key aspects to the game.
Mm-hmm. I would agree. And so after the warm-up, then you're competing or what?
Yeah.
So pretty much.
Yeah.
So do you know a lot of the gals on this squad then? You played with them before?
Yeah.
It's mostly our England team from the other season. So we're all pretty bonded together already. So
seems it's like every team GB team is tight as they get. The men sure are. That's the way you guys hockey over there, isn't it?
Yeah.
Disney movie about it.
Well, they should make a Disney movie about it, right?
Yeah.
And like when the gals start running amok too, and then it's like, well, you guys should be involved in the movie too. And then, hey, if they want to show a part about chocolate getting thrown on the ice, I heard that when Team GB just beat Poland in Nottingham, there were Kit Kats delivered. And small world is Dean Woolley was the one that saw the Kit Kats when Mosey missed them, and he collected them and gave them to Mosey, and it's just shed guys helping shed guys, you know? It's a small world, though. Go Team GB. And then the guy I sponsor this year, the captain of the Manchester Storm, scores the penalty shot winning goal or shootout winning goal. Hey, what a world. Shed boost. But seriously, I think they should make a Disney movie about it. Why wouldn't they, right?
I think they should.
Like, Jonathan Phillips played with a broken wrist to win the gold medal in his last game with Team GB, and he was the one that captained them to back-to-back golds, and then plays with a broken wrist to promote them one last time. Like, come on, Disney, get involved. Right?
Yeah.
I think it would be neat. But anywho, who's listening to me in the chat, right? Well, anyways, I don't know what else I got, but you guys should send me the link of how to watch these games if I do have time. You know?
Yes. We will do.
Netherlands. So yeah, you might even play afternoon games over there too, eh? So that would be like in the morning here.
Yes, I think so.
Curious what kind of barns will be over there. Or you've been to the Netherlands before, haven't you?
Yeah, they're quite nice rinks. They're not. They quite a few of them are surrounded by the like speed skating ones. So like that's around the outside, and then the rink's in the middle. But
So then the fans are like way far away.
well, that was only one rink, but that one also didn't have a roof, so it was like an open top rink. It
And you
was
said
really
they're
cold.
nice.
So well, some of them are.
That one doesn't have a roof.
Well, that was just that one.
Yeah. But they do have pro teams there, so I'm sure they have decent barns.
Yeah.
Well, who knows where you two gals are gonna the game's gonna take you, eh? Because once you get on Team GB, and then if you guys can win a couple things and move up, and then who knows where it can go, right? Like you see Bouncy and Richie and Dowdy and all the boys on like TSN over here playing Canada and Russia. Like, I mean, the sky's the limit, right?
Yeah.
So I guess you're only 16. At what age would you be allowed to try out for the women's team? I guess it's whenever you decide.
Well, yeah, they normally call you up, so you need to impress them because that
Right.
is a very tight group bonded together.
Yeah,
So
they're probably nearly the same team every year, and you got to take someone's spot, eh?
yeah.
Hockey gets pretty cutthroat out there, you know?
It's tough.
But when you take someone's job, it is what it is, right? Because everybody's got dreams, and get out of my way. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And Miley, I know you're a year younger, but they picked you for a reason. And I've seen you play. Nobody's going around you next week.
Hope not.
No. And Millie, I bet you're going to fill the net.
Oh, let's hope so.
So, same coach? You've had him before?
No.
I've had him before, but I don't think Miley has, so.
Okay. So, well. Yeah, you guys both play on like four or five teams, so you're probably used to playing for a different coach all the time, eh?
Yeah.
That must be really different than being on a team all year.
It's all right.
But it
You
is
know.
what it is, right? You guys have the hockey system you have over there, right?
Yeah.
Miley, you get into any roller?
Not for me.
Not for you.
No. I might get into it, but I don't know. See where it takes me.
Yeah. Well, I don't think I have much else. Miley, what's your favorite drill in practice? I know Millie's is Team Canada.
Put me on the spot a bit, yeah.
Really?
I don't have it nailed down.
I don't have a favorite either. Mine are making the guys compete, like muck it up like small area games and like make them hate each other and keep score and have a winner and a loser. And then sometimes I make the losing team untie the winning team's skates just to make them feel bad about losing.
Well, it makes them competitive.
There's this one where it's like cross ice. So the two nets are on like the hash marks. And then there's two teams. So the coach will say how many numbers go in and then, you just put
Yeah,
them.
cross ice game, 1-on-1, 2-on-2, or 3-on-3 type deal. I like that too, the small ice, cross ice, and yeah, muck it up. I like that one too. I don't know, I have issues. I like to see my guys give her and compete, and I always keep score, But then, it's weird because if you don't keep score and they score a goal in practice, they like kind of whatever. As soon as you're keeping score and there's a winner and a loser, they like celebrate goals, you know? It's like playing for trophies, You give her a little bit harder.
Yes.
Well, you two should just keep doing what you're doing. And it's nice when I don't, it's a weird spider web of shed people, I had it written down of how we all met, and it was I have Ra Ra on because I find out he actually still wears number 18 because of my fat ass. And we met at the bowling night in Cardiff my first year there. And him and my son hit it off. And they were buddies while I was there. And to find out he still wore my number really melted my heart like 8-9 years later. And then Miley, you sent me a picture of you and Rara together like at the next Devils game. And then I find out you're his captain and you're a gal on the boys team. And I'm like, well, that's neat. And then I get to fly over there and meet you at your practice and see Rara. And then Millie, I saw you guys, one was at Silver. And I just posted, if you gals got time, I got time, go Team GB. And then Jason Coles writes to me and says, I know a shed gal on that team. And then I find out you two are best friends, and it's like, well, all the Shed people know the Shed people, you know?
It's just one big family.
It's pretty weird, the team we've put together, you know? Mm-hmm. And for me, it's weird, because then I start caring about all this hockey, and it's like hard to keep up with all this hockey happening around the world, you know? It's happening everywhere, and all these Shed people are playing hockey games for trophies all over the place, you know? but I can't wait to see how you guys do. I think you guys are going to run amok, but I guess, I don't know, you say like some Canadians are coming too. Those people can be scary, can't they?
They're good.
well, there's a lot of girls playing over here. Like a lot of them. It's weird. Totally different from when I was a kid, though. Like there wasn't a girls team in my hometown, and now there's like multiple in every town, in every age group.
Games
evolving. That's good.
It is evolving. I can't imagine how big the girls game can get when you see what's going on and how much it's grown in the last decade.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And well, you guys are going to be right there in it, right?
Yeah.
And I'll support you any way I can. Go Shed family, right? Go Team GB. Nice shirts. Well, that's all I got, unless you guys got anything else.
No.
Okay. Well, keep being you guys and running amok and making the Shed proud, and go Team GB, go win stuff, right?
Right.
And this has been another episode of Two Ales and Hockey Tales with Millie, Miley, and Wally.
Two Ales and Hockey Tales with Wally. For the fans, to the players, living their hockey dream. Two Ales and Hockey Tales with Wally. Kim Carden, Sidoruski, and everywhere in between. Oh, I hope you don't mind if I introduce you to another Shed guy. Remember, kids, when it is fun. Two Ales and Hockey Tales with Wally. Two Ales and Hockey Tales with Wally. Two Ales and Hockey Tales with Wally. Some chocolate, please.